The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Lamed. Today's is being studied in Neshmat Avram Ben Esther and Moshe Ben Nuna, then Refuah Shel Amiki Ben Jamie. We begin today's daf on Chavtet Amud Bet, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Chavtet. Amar of Yosef Hanitav Temile, Amar Rav Besfarim. The following two halachot, Rav said, regarding the laws of Sefer Torah, Vetanya Tiyufteh. And regarding the two halachot that he said, we have Braitot against him. Hada, the first halakha that Rav said regarding Sefer Torah, Had Amar Rab Sefer Torah Shiesh Bo Shte Ta'uyot Bechol Daf VeDaf Yitaken. The Sefer Torah has mistakes on every Daf. Two mistakes, so the deen is Yitaken. You're allowed to fix the Sefer and continue to use the Sefer. However, Shalosh, if there's three mistakes on each Daf, then the law is Yiganez. That's it. Put the Sefer Torah in Giniza. Too many mistakes. You can't fix a Sefer Torah like that. You have to put it in Giniza. That was Rav's law. V'tanya tiyufteh. But we had a question from a Braita against him. Because what did the Braita say? Shalosh yitaken. Arba Yiganez. The Braita said a little more. That three you could fix, four you have to put in Giniza. That's against Rav's deen. Tana, furthermore, we have a braita. Im yesh bo daf achat shelema, matzelet kulo. If you have one daf of the Sefer Torah that's complete, which sounds like you have no mistakes, so therefore it'll makshir even the pin that have four mistakes. Which means, when do we say that four is no good when every page has four mistakes or more? Then we put the Sefer Torah in Giniza. But amongst them, if you have one page that's Shalem, so to speak, so then already it coaches up the rest of the Sefer that gives you the ability to fix it. So Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak Ben Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmed Rav, Vehu Dichtiv Rubed Sefra Shapir. Which means, this is talking about that the majority of the pages, well, the majority of the page is still kasher, which means you cannot have more than 5 or 6 ta'uyot. Which means, if you have 5 or 6 ta'uyot mistakes, then one shalem will save the Sefer Torah. But once you get to 6 or 7 ta'uyot, 5 or 6 we're saying is good, 7 or 8 ta'uyot, so then already, even if you have one shalem, so it's not going to be good. We said, 4 ta'uyot on every daf, that's a giniza for the Sefer Torah. But if you have one shalem, it'll save the Sefer Torah. Oh, so wait, when do we say one shalem is okay? Is when you have 4 mistakes, 5 mistakes, 6 mistakes even on the daf. The one will complete it. But more than 6, meaning 7 mistakes on a daf, then already even the one complete one is not going to save it. It's too many mistakes. Amar le'abayil Rav Yosef, yi'it be'ahu daf shalosh ta'uyot mai. So he asked him like this, when you told me you have one complete daf, what do you mean complete? Does complete mean complete, meaning shalem, no mistakes at all, or 3 or less? Because we learned already, less than 3 or less you can fix. So maybe that makes it shalem. That since you could fix that page, so therefore, you fix it, make it shalem, and therefore it saves. Oh no, it has to be totally complete without any mistakes at all. So Amar le, ho'il ve'itihiv le'tekuneh mitakam. Which means, since you're able to fix a Sefer Torah with 3 mistakes, so even 3 mistakes is Batzil the Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah with 5 mistakes on every daf, but there's one daf that has 3 mistakes, so since you can fix the 3, because 3 we said is okay, so therefore it's considered Shalem, and therefore it saves the rest of the Sefer Torah. But what type of mistakes are we talking about? Haserot. We're talking about where the Sefer Torah is Pasul, because it has Haserot, it's missing letters. Aval Yeterot Let Lamba. But if the Pasul is that it has more letters, extra letters, it's okay. What's the reason? My Tama Lo Amarav Kauna Mishum De Mechazer Kim Numar. Because what's going to happen if the Sefer Torah is missing letters? So what are you going to have to do? You have to add the letters in. Where do you add the letters in? Above the word. Like, you know, when you write a word and you put a tree and you put the letter on top in order to fill it in. So what's going to end up happening if you have, let's say, more than four or more mistakes on each daf? So it says the Sefer Torah is going to look like a minumar, spotted. Well, you see, On top here one. It's not mehuda, it's not nice anymore. It's minumar, it's spotted. Masha'en ken, if the psud is you have extra letters, so I just erase the extra letter, and the sefer at least reads straight. But when you have chaserot, you have to add a letter. When do you add the letter? Above the word. By adding the letter above the word, it makes the sefer Torah look minumar, spotted, and therefore it's a problem. But yeterot, okay, if you have one on one page, 20 yeterot, 20 extra letters, big deal. Just keep on erasing the extra letters, and the Sefer Torah would be kasher. It doesn't make the Sefer Torah pasul. Agra, Hamu de Rabbi Abba. Agra was the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. Hava le yeterot b'sefre. He had a Sefer Torah, and there was four extra letters, four mistakes on each daf. But yeterot. Atale kamed Rabbi Abba. Came in front of Rabbi Abba to see what to do with the Sefer. Amar le la amaran ela b'chaserot. Abal yeterot le etlamba. He told me I have no problem. That halakha was only said b'chaserot. When the Sefer Torah has missing letters. But when it has more letters, le etlamba, you have nothing to worry about. Idach, that's the first statement of Rav. Now we go to the second statement of Rav. Idach de amar Rav. Hakotev Sefer Torah. Guy's writing the Sefer. Ubal ligmor gomer. Now he's finishing, let's say, the Sefer. He's finishing the book. He can finish the book ba'afilu be'emsa daf. Let's say you're finishing one of the Sefarim, of the five Sefarim of the Torah. You can finish it even in the middle of the page. I mean, let's say the last page of the Sefer Bereshit or Shemot, whatever it is. It doesn't go down to the bottom of the daf. It ends in the middle. It's okay. You end it wherever you end it. What else? What are you talking about? Gemara says, is that true? Gemara says, Metibe, we have a question. A kotev sefer Torah, valu ligmor, lo yigmor be'emsa daf. Don't end in the emsa daf. Kederev shegomer b'chumashim. Don't do it like you do it in the chumashim. What is chumashim? We're thinking chumashim means it'll be like real chumash. In the olden days, they used to write the chumashim that we would call chumash today. Then we write it on scrolls also. We write, let's say, Bereshit on a scroll, Shemot on a scroll, not a Sefer Torah. So he says, if you're writing Chumash, then you can end it in the middle of the daf, no problem. But if you're writing a Sefer Torah, don't end the Sefer in the middle like you do on the Chumashim. And so what should you do? Mekatzer ve'olech ad sof ha'daf. Let's say you have, you have a small amount of Pesukim, you have to fill a daf now. So what do you do? On the first line, write it long. Then the second line, write it shorter. And then a shorter, then shorter. So at least you'll fill up the whole daf. Look at that, she's a diagram. He gives you what you're supposed to do in order to fill up the daf. Don't make it equal, just regular lines like we have in our Sefer Torah. You gotta fill the daf up. So therefore, just start long and get shorter and shorter and shorter till at least you fill up every single line. Also, comes the Gemara and says, Ki ka'amarav bechumashin. Oh, when Rav was talking about chumashin. Rav wasn't talking about a Sefer Torah. No question against Rav. When Rav said you can finish in the middle of the daf, he meant on chumashin, on regular chumashin, scrolls. Sefer Torah ka'amar. Rav said Sefer Torah. Rav's language was Hakotev Sefer Torah. Now you can't come and tell that he was talking about Stam Chumashim, regular Chumashim. Chumashim shel Sefer Torah. He meant the Chumashim of the Sefer Torah, which means we call each book of the Torah a Chumash. Chumash comes from the Lashon Chumash, one fifth, because there's five books. So therefore, what the Rav meant to say was, is that on the first four books, you're able to end it in the middle of the daf. The last book, which is Devarim Le'Eneko Yisrael, the end of the Torah, that you have to fill the whole daf. But the first four, Humashim, for example, Rashi tells you the words. Rashi says, Behumashim, she's talking, Kegon, Behisim Ba'arom Be'Mislaim. That's the last words of Bereshit. Behisim Ba'arom Be'Mislaim. They buried Yosef. And then, Uchkon Bechon Mas'ahem. Right? Ubehar Sinai. Ve'yarden Yericho. These are all the end of the Sefarim. Yachol Likto Be'em Sa'adaf. כדרך שגומד בשאר חומשים שאינם של ספר תורה אבל אין כל ישראל מודדו בסוף הדף in the first four you're able to end mid-page like you would do in חומשים מה שאין כן דברים אין כל ישראל you have to end at the bottom yes no he's talking about the ספר תורה he says you can finish them mid-page like חומשים. Which ones is that? The first four. But the last one, you have to finish the daf. Ini v'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Abba Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav Le'enei Kol Yisrael Be'emsa Hadaf. It says clearly that even Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last of the Sefarim, you can end it mid-daf. Kavanah says, Ahi Be'emsa Shita Etmar. Which means, over there it's talking about Be'emsa Shita. It doesn't mean in the middle of the page, middle of the line. Even though the Enek Kosha doesn't finish the line, you can end the Enek Kosha in the middle of the line. Like Sari Shisvarim. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbanan Amre Av Be'emsa Shita. Oh. Rabbanan say that when we have this statement over here of Rabbi Yeshua Baraba Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav, when it says Eneko Yisrael Be'emsa Daf, so it says Ahi Be'emsa Shita. So one rabbi learned that when Rav said you could do Eneko Yisrael Be'emsa Daf, it doesn't mean Be'emsa Daf. It means Be'emsa Shita, the middle of the line. The rabbi said no. What he meant to say, even in the middle of the line, which means not only in the middle of the Daf, but even the middle of the line. Af. That means according to the rabbis, they're learning that Rav is being lenient. That you could even end the last perasha, the last daf, in the middle. So I'm looking now. Can you end the last daf Torah only midline or even mid page? So that's what the rabbis were saying. Af. Af means not only mid daf, but also mid line as well. So it's a machloket.
How to understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's machloket. It's enough. Now, Vashe Amar Be'emsa Shita Dafka. Vashe says, no. Be'emsa Shita Dafka. It's not. Be'emsa Daf is Dafka the line. So, look, I understand that basically. Is it mid page even or even midline? Vilcheta Be'emsa Shita Dafka. Nadaka is, you can only finish the last page midline, but not mid page. You gotta go all the way to the bottom, but you can end it up in the middle of the page. Amar Yeshua bar Abba Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav. Shmona pesukim shebatorah, the last eight pesukim of the Torah, Yachid kore otam bebet Knesset. You send up one aliyah, Yachid kore otam, which means you don't split the last eight pesukim with two aliyot. One aole goes up and he gets all the eight pesukim in one shot. Where does the eight pesukim begin? Vayamot Moshe. And the pasuk says that Moshe died. So when you start from that, eight pesukim out of the end of the parasha, it goes to one ode. Keman look at Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says this must be going like, not like Rabbi Shimon. Well, what did Rabbi Shimon say? The Tanya vayamot sham Moshe eved Hashem. That's a strange thing. Who wrote those pesukim? It says vayamot sham Moshe eved Hashem. Can Moshe write it? Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. If he's going to write vayamot, he's lying because he didn't die. So who wrote it? If Shah Moshe Hai Vekata Bayamot Shah Moshe, could it be that Moshe is alive and he's going to write Bayamot and he died? It's a shekel. You can't write it as something that's a shekel. Ela Ad Kan Katab Moshe. Until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Mikan Vailach Katab Yoshua Ben Nun. That means Yoshua Ben Nun wrote the last eight pesukim of the Torah. Devle Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amira Rabbi Nehemiah. Amalo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, impossible. If Shah's Sefer Torah Hasir Ot Achat, you tell me if you have a Sefer Torah, it's going to be missing one letter. And it says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say about the Sefer Torah? Lakoach et Sefer Torah Zev Samtam Oto, place it not on. Rabbi Shimon cannot tolerate that Moshe Rabbeinu even missed one letter of the Torah. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote every single letter. You think if the letter of the Torah was missing even one letter, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, take the Sefer Torah, put it next to the Aron? Impossible. Must be he wrote the whole Sefer Torah. Oh, how do you write the last letters then? So Gemara says, Ela, Ad Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kotev Ve Omer. Till now, Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving dictation from Hashem. Hashem would dictate the Torah to him. Bereshit. So Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Bereshit. And then he would write. Bara Elokim. He would repeat, Moshe. Bara Elokim. And he would write. That's the way they would write the same Torah. Borei Olam would say it. Moshe Rabbeinu would say it and then write it. Which is halakha anyway, when you're writing Sefer Torah, that the Sofer is supposed to say it out before he writes the word. Now I'm going to write Bereshit. Bereshit. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe. However, Mikan Vailak, the last eight Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kotev Bedema. There's the last eight Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not repeat. So therefore, he did not say Vayamot Moshe. Moshe didn't say it. He just wrote it. And it says he wrote it Bedema. He wrote it with tears. Now the interpretation is that it's not considered such a shekir, because it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu said Vayamot Moshe. He just wrote it Mepi Shekhinah, but he didn't actually say it. So therefore, it's not considered such a shekir. But he wrote it with a dema. He wrote it with a tear. Now, Kemo Shene'emah Le'ala, like we see another situation. Vayomadim Baruch Mepi Yikra Elai Et Kol Devarim Ha'ele. Says Yirmiyah. The prophet was reading the lamentations, the kinot, to Baruch ben Neriah. When Baruch ben Neriah wrote it down, it says, "Vani kotev al sefer b'diyo." It says, "I just wrote them. I didn't repeat what he said because since it was lamentations, it was saying things. Yirmiyah was dictating. Echa yashiv abadal, whatever it is. So when he wrote it down, he didn't repeat it. He just because it was saying things. So similarly, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when God told him to write the last eight pesukim, he wrote the last pesukim, but he didn't repeat it. He just wrote it straight. We once explained that what it means that he wrote the last pesukim, bedema, dema can come from the word dimua. Dimua means a mixture, which means really Borei Olam knows exactly which letters have to be written in the Torah. So he just gave Moshe Rabbeinu to write the letters, and the letters were written boggled. They were written mixed up, bedema. So therefore, it's not a shekir. I mean, he just wrote letters. And then after Moshe Rabbeinu died, then already they took those letters that were written. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote every letter of the Torah. But it just wasn't written wasn't coherent that it said that he died. After he died, so then God took those letters that were written bedema in a mixed up way, and then he unboggled them and made the pesukim that way. So it comes out Moshe Rabbeinu did write every pasuk. He didn't lie, because he was just writing letters. He wasn't writing anything about his death. And that's one way of understanding what bedema means. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Lema d'lo k'Rabbi Shimon." Let us say that this is not Rabbi Shimon. Which means, the first shita said, the reason why you only send up one ole, the last eight pesukim, to show that these eight pesukim are different. These are written by Yehoshua. We don't want to send two olim, because we don't want to split it up. We want to show that this section over here is different than the rest of the Torah. It's written by Yehoshua. But according to the Shittah of Rabbi Shimon, that says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight Pesukim, so seemingly you can even send up two Olim, because there's no difference between these Pesukim and any other Pesukim in the Torah. So give us Lema de lo k'Rabbi Shimon. Let us say that this is not going like Rabbi Shimon. Afilu tema Rabbi Shimon. Yes, Rabbi Shimon will agree. They can only send up one person. You know why? Because they're different. Although they're not different in the sense that, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu did write these letters, but it's different in the sense that he didn't repeat it like he repeated the rest of the Torah. And since these last eight pesukim are different in that sense, we want to show they're different. So we only send up one ole, even according to the Bishimon. They're not different in the sense, yes, Moshe wrote it, But he wrote it differently than he wrote the rest of the Torah. Therefore, only send up one ole to show that these Peshkim are indeed special. Amar Rav Yeshua bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, Halokeya Sefer Torah Menashuk, Kehotef Mitzvah Menashuk. A guy goes to the market and he buys a Sefer Torah ready made. It's like you're grabbing a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah. You went to the market. There's a Sefer Torah ready. It's done. Who wants to buy a Sefer Torah? Yeah, I'll take it. Not too much effort over there. You didn't write it. You just bought it ready made. Okay, so you're grabbing a mitzvah from the marketplace. You get credit, but it's not the biggest mitzvah. However, ketavo ma'ale ala v'katuf kidu kiblo me'al Sinai. But if you wrote the Sefer Torah, then already you get the credit. But if you received it from Har Sinai. Oh, so now the question is, what do we do when we buy a Sefer Torah? We want to fulfill this. We don't know how to write the Sefer Sefarim. We don't know how to write the whole Sefer Torah. So, but we don't buy it ready-made either. We leave some of the letters left out. So the question is, by leaving a few letters out and the fellow that bought the Sefer fills them in, is that considered that he wrote the Sefer? Or maybe you got to write the whole Sefer. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat im higia afilu ot achat, ma'ale anav ki'ilu ketavo. Even if you wrote one letter, it's as if you consider wrote the whole thing, because one letter is posel the Torah. Therefore, by writing that one letter, you machshir the Torah. So therefore, our custom when we leave the last couple of letters, so we're not just buying it from the market ready made. It's not kosher. Then we bring it to the shul or to the sefer dedication, whatever we call it. We fill in the last letter, so we get credit as if we received the Torah from Har Sinai. So may you see how valuable it is to write sefer Torah. The Rosh, the famous Rosh, it's worthy to point out, holds that Bizman HaZeh, that we really don't use the Sefer Torah to learn from. In the olden days, the Sefer Torah was used to learn. When they wanted to learn Chumash, they didn't have Chumashim so much like we have here. They would take out the Sefer Torah and learn. Also then, the Ikar reason to write Sefer Torah is to learn from them. It's today that we don't learn from them so much. They're just used, you know, on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim to read from. So he says, today you fulfill this mitzvah by printing Sefarim. By printing books that the people will use, Sidurim and Mahzurim and books on learning and Shas, and so when a person donates a Shas to the Beit Knesset, where the people can sit down and study, that you're fulfilling the deen today, mitzvah lechtov Sefer Torah. That's the famous shita of the Rabbeinu Asher. Books that the people will learn from. That's the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah today. Anu Rabbana, Ose Adam Yiri'ah מבת שלוש דפים ועד בת שמונה דפים. Okay. The Sefer Torah now is made up of Yiri'ot. What is Yiri'ot? Yiri'ot are parchments that are connected to each other. They stitch them together. So it's saying over here that you can make a Yiri'ah, a piece of parchment of the Sefer Torah, Mibat shalosh dapim. It could be the length of three dapim. What's a daf? Daf is like a column. Right? Each column of the Sefer Torah is called a daf. So how big is the parchment? How big is the yiri'ah? So each yiri'ah, each parchment, could be big enough to fit three columns, even up to eight columns. It's a big parchment. You have a big parchment, and you can just, and then you take another parchment and you attach it to it. 3 to 8. That's the gauge. Pachot mikan v'yeter al ken lo yase. Less than 3 and more than 8, don't do. Why not? So look at that sheaf. We can get a reason here. Pachot mikan o yeter al ken lo yase. שתפרים של חיבורי יריעות יפין בה כשהם בהם יותר מדי. אל כך לא יעשה יריעות קצרות שלו תפרים מקורבים יותר מדי ולא ארוכות שלו הריקן יותר מדי. Part of the beauty of the Sefer Torah is the stitching of it. If you can make the columns, if you can make the yriot very small, so the stitches come very quick. That's not nice to the Sefer Torah. If you make them very big also, the stitches are far apart from each other. So the Gemara is telling you the nice balance in making a Sefer Torah is between 3 and 8. columns on each yidi'ah, then you put a, you know, you stitch the next yidi'ah next to it. That's the way it looks nice. More than that, less than that, it's all about the stitching. It's not going to look good. Okay. Don't you stitch the yidi'ah to each other? So then we're saying, if they're too small, the parchment is too small, so you have to seam every couple of inches, or a couple of whatever, too much, that doesn't look good. Or it's too long, so you don't see stitches for too long, connecting it, it's also no good. 3 to 8, so that looks normal. Kaka. Then the Gemara says, V'lo yerbe betapim. Mepneshin in air, get it. What does that mean? Lo yerbe betapim. Don't add columns. La'asot shmona beklaf. Im katan. In klaf katan, which means, let's say you have a small klaf, and we just learned you can go up to 8 columns. So you want to write small in order to fill up 8 columns in a small piece of. Don't do that. Because when you write small, it looks like a letter. You're writing a letter. It doesn't look like you're writing a Sefer Torah anymore. It's like you're writing an igeret. It's not like. Don't squeeze 8 columns into a small parchment. Vedo yima'et bedapim. ולא ימרת either לעשות גימל אם יראה גדולי ופני שאליו משוטטות. Let's say it's a big parchment, right? But you said that what you're allowed to write 3 columns, right? So don't write very large in order to fit 3 columns in a very large parchment, because the letter's going to be too big. And what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to know the next line. You're going to finish over here, and it's so big because you're trying to fit 3 columns on a very large parchment, so you have to write very big. So you're going to get confused. You're not going to. Tosfot's talking about, he says over here, where you're writing in a light font. So it's going to be hard for you to. But if you're going to write in bold letters, like we write in our Sefer Torah, the letters are bold, so you won't get mixed up, because since it's dark, it's okay. Look at Tosfot. Tosfot says. Look at the Tosafot, Dibur HaMatchil. Yeah. He says, I'm meaning, Kigon Mishpochotechem Gimel Pa'amim, which you'll see that right now. Perush betikun sefer, Dabinu ta perush betikun sefer de la shilom, Beshim Rabbeinu Hananel, Shaman Beshim Gaon, Dahayim kashaktivat daka. אבל כשכתיבה גסה, הכל לפי הרב ויכול לעשות דפים בשיטין ארוכים. ואין אינם מתושוטטות כיוון שכתיבה גסה. Clearly Tosfot says, when the writing is bold, then you can even write very big, your eyes are not going to get confused, you'll be able to find the next line very good. Okay, stop. Continue. ולא ימרקת, אלא כגון למשפחותיכם גימל פעמים. What's the shi'ur of how many words on a line? It says how many words you put on each line of the Sefer Torah. The amount of space to write the word l'mishpechotechem 3 times. That's like the biggest word in the Torah. L'mishpechotechem. There's 10 letters in that word. Which means you fit 30 letters on a line. So don't write it so big that you're going to put less letters on the line. Ela, the mishpachotechem 3 times. That's the shi'ur of what the lines are. Nizdamna lo yiri'ah bat tesha dapim. Okay, now let's say you have a yiri'ah that has 9 columns. So how you supposed to cut it now? So how you supposed to cut it? So what I say is, lo yahlok shalosh lekan v'shesh lekan. Don't cut it into 3 and 6. Ela arba lekan v'chamesh lekan. Okay, the noy of the Sefer Torah for some reason is to put the larger parchment second. So cut it into 4 and then cut it into 5. Yeah, cut the parchment. Cut the yiri'ah. It's just too big. We can't do a 9. So therefore make it a 4. Break it over there. And then make another parchment next to it, which is a 5. That's again all to do with the noy. That she says, Kedesh lo tezu yetera azu yotemidai. You don't want to make it too big either. A 3 and a 6 is imbalanced. It's too, you went from a small one to a very big. So you try to make it as close as You can. Right, so 4 or 5, that's the best way you can split up a 9. Okay. Bamedivarim amurim. When are we talking about over here? That we said, lo yima'id v'lo yirbev edapim. Right, we said that you shouldn't make write small in order to fill in to 8, or write big to fill in 3, right, on a small parchment or a big parchment. What is that said? B'tchilat ha-sefer. That's talking about the beginning of the sefer, meaning all the way from the beginning of the sefer to the end. However, aval b'sof ha-sefer, but the last page of the sefer Torah, afilu pasuk ehad. Even one pasuk, va'afilu daf ehad, which means the last parchment is a big parchment. Let's say you can even write one column on the big parchment, which means on the when we say that you should make it proportionately. That's the beginning of Sefer Torah. Don't write small to fit in 8 columns on a small parchment. Or don't write big in order to fulfill 3 columns on a big parchment. We don't like that. However, on the last page, so it says what? Afilu pasuk echad, even one pasuk. Rashi. B'tchilat sefer, aval besofo, afilu en lo tefil pasuk echad, yichtevinu b'chol yiri'ah. Wow. You can write it very big. One pasuk, write it very big to fit even the whole yiri'ah. V'afilu pasuk, v'afilu daf echad. So the Gemara says, pasuk echad, salkadatach? What do you mean, pasuk echad? Ela ema pasuk echad bedaf echad. What was the Gemara's question? Gemara says, afilu daf echad, yaseh bechol yiri'ah. Ela ema pasuk echad bedaf echad. Im rosei yaseh daf katzer, min teva achad, b'shita achad, kedesh sheyigmor b'sof ha-daf. Okay, let's just read the Havamin over here. What is Gemara saying, bottom line? On the last daf, even if you only have one pasuk left, you can write it in a way where that one pasuk is going to fill the entire daf. I guess you're writing it very big, because you want it to fill the entire daf. Let's just read the Gemara in Ez Lashon. The Gemara said, pasuk ehad salgadatach. וכי יעלה עד התחל לפני שכוונת הבעלית הוא להורות שניתן לכתוב פסוק אחד לרוחבה של כל היריעה. הרי למדנו שהמילה האחרונה שבתו צריכה להיות בסוף הדף. Which means we learned above that the last page has to go to the bottom, right? You can end in the middle of the line, but we said you gotta go to the bottom, according to, let's say, one opinion. You gotta go to the bottom of the daf. So how could you tell me that you can write the whole pasuk on the last page, even on one line? You can't write one. Has to fill the whole page. So Gemara says yes. We mean ela ema pasuk echad bedaf echad. That one pasuk you can write it big enough to fill the whole page. Im rotzeh echolu lichtov et pasuk bedaf tzar echad. Meaning, I guess you take a small parchment over there on the end, and you write it in a way very big where the whole pasuk will fill up the whole parchment. That's what kind of last, it's not so proportionate in the end, but the end is okay. Normally the parchments are big, 3 columns each and all that. This column cannot fit the last one is very small. Cannot fit 3 columns even. But what? It's okay. You can write it in a way where the one pasuk, but the end will reach the whole da'af. Huh? No, you have a very thin da'af. You have a very, very narrow cloth at the end. Okay, so you write very big. You write very big. Like the letter's very big, like who knows the font you're using. Yeah, one word on each line. You go all the way down to the end. Yeah, like that. Okay, now we discuss. So that's the writing. Okay, very nice. Now we discuss the rest of the cloth, which means I need to know how much empty space I need on top of the writing, how much empty space on the sides, how much empty space on the bottom, how much space between each line, how much space between each word, how much space between each letter. So all that's measured in the Sefer Torah. You gotta know exactly how much space between all these inyanim. So Gemara begins, Shi'ur Gilayon. the shiur of the gilayon. Gilayon is the blank spot. Gilayon, the blank spot of the cloth. Milimata tefa. You have to release the tefa on the bottom. Milimala shalosh etzpaot. On the top, at least three etzpaot. Ben daf le daf, between each daf, between each column, kimlo rebach shne etzpaot. You have to have at least a shiur of two etzpaot in between. Ubachumashim, which means, and when you're writing a separate chumash, when you're regular chumash, not a, like the books, not the Sefer Torah, milimata, there's rules, interesting, there was rules when they used to write Sefer Chumashim as well, because they used to write with cloth. So they would have to follow a certain system. So milimata shlosh espaot, on the bottom of the cloth you have to take three espaot. Milimala shte espaot, on the top two espaot. Then daf le daf kimlo reva gudal, and in between each column there should have a gudal, which is the thumb. Okay, that's the gudal. That's the width of the thumb. All right. So chumashim are different than a sefer Torah. Uben shita l'shita. Go back to the Torah now. In between each line of the Torah, kimlo shita. Oh, you have to leave a row, the shiur of a row. Kirochva shel shura. Okay. Uben teva l'teva, between each word, kimlo ot ketana. You have to leave the shiur of a smallest letter, which is the letter yud. That's between each word. Uben ot leot, kimlo chot asara. And between each letter, the shiur of a hair's breadth. Between each letter. Al yim'at yim'at adam et haketav. Now, let's say you see that you're not going to be able to fulfill these conditions that we just said. So now you want to start playing around with the size of the letters in order to give you the proper shiur on top, on the bottom, on the sides. So the Gemara says, well, this is important. Do not let this affect the writing. Therefore, al yima'et adam et haketav, don't write small, lo mipnei rebach shel mata velo mipnei rebach shel ma'ala. Which means, if let's say you didn't leave space of the gilyon on top or on the bottom, so therefore you shouldn't make more space. You realize that you didn't leave the space, so therefore you want to write smaller in order to make it up. Don't do that. You started, I guess, too high. So by writing small, you'll gain a couple of inches. Understand? I have to leave, let's say, on the top of the tour. I gotta leave from this where this tape is here. Okay? This is the shoe that I gotta leave. So what do? I usually start writing a letter over here, no problem. Okay? But, I would start a little lower even, so I can make a nice letter. But let's say I started right over here, right underneath. If I'm going to write the normal size letter, I'm going to go above. And now I'm not going to have this shi'ur on top. So don't make it small in order to gain, or on the bottom, the same thing. Well, now you got to the bottom, so if I write big, I'm going to go over the space there that I have to leave open. Don't make it small to compensate the top and the bottom. You don't do it. We have the situt. Right? Velo mepnei revach shemen shita l'shita. And also, if you see that the lines now are going to be not enough space between the lines, don't write the Sefer Torah smaller now. Make a line smaller in order to get you more space between the lines itself. You don't have to compensate for that. Or for that matter, between parasha and parasha, the law is when you write a sefer Torah, so there's parashiyot. Sometimes the parasha ends, paragraph ends, and on the same line you start a new parasha. But you have to leave a shiur of nine letters blank in between one parasha and another parasha. So you have to count it out, nine letters. But let's say you realize that it's not going to work. Don't start writing smaller in order to get the shiur of space of nine letters between parasha and parasha. So these things are not me'akev, is the point. These things are important, but if it's going to affect the way you're going to write the letter, then you have a big letters and small letters. Don't ruin the quality of the Sefer Torah from that point. נזדמנה לו תיבה בת חמש אותיות, לא יכתוב שתיים בתוך הדף ושלוש מחוץ לדף, אלא שלוש בתוך הדף ושתיים חוץ לדף. Okay, I'm at the end of the line. Okay, which means everything is done, like you said, sirtut. It's all lines. So I have a column that's all symmetrical. Now I get to the last word. It's a five-letter word. And I see I'm not going to be able to fit it all on the in the column. So it says, do not write two letters in the column and three letters outside the column. Ella, write three letters in and two letters out. We're giving you a compensation. You can go two letters, up to two letters outside of the column.
Gemara says, Nizamna lo tevat bat shte otiyot, lo yizrekena leben adapim. Ela chozer vekotev betchilat hashita.
But let's say you have a word on the bottom of the page, it. It is two letters. Didn't we just say two letters you can write outside the line? So no, no. If it's a two-letter word, so then go to the next page, you're ready. When do we say you can go two letters out? If it's a big word. If it's a five-letter word, so then we tell you do three and two. Because we don't want you to leave a big space on the bottom either. If it's a two-letter word, the whole word is two letters, then don't put it on the bottom and go out. Start it on the top of the next column.
Okay, continue. Hatoe b'shem. Oh, very important halacha. Person wrote the Sefer Torah. He realized he forgot to write Yudke Vavke. He forgot Hashem's name. But there's a word there now. Where Hashem's name is supposed to be, there's a word there. So how does the Sofer now add Hashem's name to the Torah? So you put a tree, you put it above the word. Do you erase the word that you have there and then put in Yudke Vavke? How do you do it? So Gemara says, Hatoe b'shem. That she says, no, we don't have Toe b'shem. Gorer et ma shekatav. Scrape it off. Gorer. Take the razor. Scratch off the word. Vetole et ma shegarar. וכותב את השם על מקום הגרר תרבן ביהודה. Well, you erased, that's where you write the Yud Kev Vavke, Hashem's name, and then on top write the other word. You only have space for four letters, right? So you erase the four letters, write Yud Kev Vavke on the erasure, and then on top of the word write the word that you're missing. That's the Biyuda. The Biyuda Omer Av tolin et Hashem. He says, no, you can put the Hashem's name hanging up on top of the word, on top of the pasuk, which is Hadush. Rabbi Yitzchak omer, Av mohek vekotev. He says, you can be mohek vekotev, which means, till now, we're learning, you scrape. Scrape means you have to wait till the ink dries, and then you scrape it off. So it's more clean, the klaf, when you do it that way. This rabbi says, no, even when the ink is wet, you could erase it, which is a little more sloppy, and still you could write Hashem's name over the erasure. So it's about, look, you have to wait till it dries, or you could even erase it when it's still wet. Yes? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Kol Hashem Kulo Tolin, Miksato En Tolin. Which means, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri learns, that which we say you're able to put the shim above the line is the whole shim, but not part of the shim. You can't put two letters of Hashem's name above. You have no space. You can't yudkin and put the vavke above. It's either all above or below. You can't split the shim up, part above, part below. Bishimom min elazar omer mishum Rabbi Meir, en kodvim et Hashem lo al mekom agerar velo al mekom amehak ve'en tolin oto. Kesad oseh, v'salek et yiri'a kula ve'gonza.
He means the most mahmir. He says, you don't write Hashem's name, not on a scratching off, not on an erasure, not above the word, on nothing. So in a case like that, we have a klaf, that you forgot Hashem's name, take the klaf, put it in giniza, and start all over again. You don't do things like that with Hashem's name. It's got to be on pure klaf.
Itmar Rav Hananel, Itmar Rav Hananel Amar Rav Halacha Tole Et Hashem. But the Hananel says the name of Rav Delaka is, you don't have to erase anything. Just put Hashem's name above the word. Tole, you can suspend it. Rabbi Abraham Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Mohek Bekotev. The other rabbi says, no. Mohek Bekotev. Now this is strange, because these rabbis are, each rabbi is posek like one of the rabbis above. But they didn't mention their names. Which we have Shitote. One rabbi is called Rabbi Yosef, one rabbi is called Rabbi Yitzchak. So why don't they mention their names? One rabbi should say, Halakha Rabbi Yitzchak. Halakha Rabbi Yosef. The first rabbi says, you can suspend the name. Second rabbi says, no, you can erase. So Yehuda says, Velema mor halakha kemor, umor halakha kemor. Say their names. Say, Halakha kemor. Halakha's like this rabbi. Halakha's like that rabbi. Mishum de'apkelehu. Because there's different gersaot who said what. In one version, the Yosef said this, and the Yehuda said that. In another version, we have a reverse. So they don't want to get involved in the names. So they have to say exactly what the halakha is. Because by saying the names, you're not going to know necessarily what he's saying, because they have different versions. Amar Rabin Bar Hanina, Amar Ula, Amar Rab Hanina, halakha ka Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Velo od ela kol makom shishana Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, halakha kemoto. New point. Rab made a statement. And he said, halakha follows Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Allow that. But whenever you see the Bishimon ben Shizuri in halakha, we go like him. Who's talking here? Ula is quoting Amar Ula Amar Hanina. But he doesn't tell us where. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri where. He says, Rabotai, you should know, halakha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Shizuri. In which halakha? There's thousands of halakhot in the world. So the Gemara says, Ahiya. Where is the halakha like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Idima aha. Maybe it's over here. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yomer Kol Hashem Kolo Tolin Miksato En Tolin. Or maybe on this halakha we just said. Didn't Rabbi Shimon Shizuri say he could put the whole Shem above the Pasuk, but not half? So, and that Ula was saying, halakha like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Veha itmar ala Amar Rab Hananel Amar Rab Halakha Tolin Et Hashem Verabba Bar Bar Hana Amar Rab Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Halakha Mohek Vekotev Veim Ita. Which means we discussed already this subject. One rabbi said halakha is you can suspend the name up. One rabbi said you could erase and put the name there. If Ula was talking about this mahluk, he should open his mouth over there. He should have said Ve'ula amar halakha could be Shimon ben Shizuri that half the name, no, the whole name, yeah. If he was discussing this subject, his words should have been written in that context when the rabbis were discussing. That's sugya. From the fact that we don't have a statement on that subject, Amar Ula, Lachim Mishon Shemizuri, must be, it was not talking about that case. Because that case already was codified. Already we have discussions of the bottom line on that sugya. So if Ula was talking about the Mishon Shemizuri's Shita over there, it should have been written in that codification. From the fact that it wasn't, must be, it's a different Mishon Shemizuri. Which one? Elaha, Mishon Shemizuri Omer, Afilu Ben Hamesh Shanim Vechoresh Masadesh Shpitat Emo Betaharato. Amazing. This is the law of Bint Pikwa'an. You have an animal. Mother. It's pregnant. Yes? Halakha. You slaughter the mother. The baby's inside. The baby does not need shaita. Even though the baby died now. Doesn't matter. You can eat the baby. Why? Because the shaita of the mother is matir, all the organs inside. The baby is considered like an organ. Just like when you slaughtered the mother, could you eat the meat? It's considered meat. As long as umbari yerechimo. Shaita does not need it. Shaita the mother is matir than the child. Okay. The Bishon Mishnah says it's a big hadush. You made shaita on the mother. The baby came out alive. The baby is working in the field for 5 years. And nobody remembers this was slaughtered already. He was in the womb and all that. You have Marit Einish over here. Now you just take, quote to the halakha, quote to Mishon Shizuri, just take this, take it over here.
Chop its head off.
Or let it die. And eat it, kasher. It's not considered nevela, it's not considered tameh, it's kasher. That's a big hadush of Mishon Shizuri. The rabbi said, no, that's Marit Einish. So we let you do maybe when it's in the mother's stomach or dies, but when it comes out alive, it's walking, then already you can't. But the Mishon Shizuri says it's okay. So it says like this.
Can't be. And all that said, halakha is like that.
Give us no. Ha'itmar ala zi'idi amar v'halina halakha k'vishu m'chizuri. Bim'ita hu nami lema.
Which is already we have a statement of zi'idi. Zi'idi said in the name of v'halina halakha k'vishu m'chizuri. If ula was going on that case, it should have said it over there. Where zi'idi says halakha k'vishu m'chizuri. V'gav ula omer halakha k'vishu m'chizuri. The fact that they didn't put ula's statement over there when it was codified, must be he's not talking about that case either.
Ela aha. Barishona you omrim. They used to say like this. Hayotze bekolar.
A guy was going out to be hung by the government.
The amar kidvu get l'ishti.
He tells the shaliach, write a get for my wife. Now normally when somebody tells a messenger, write a get for my wife, all it means is write. He didn't say give. Right, I want it to be ready when I'm ready to give. But when a guy's out there getting hung, he's nervous. He's flustered. So even though he said, write the get, we assume he means, write it and give it. Now why did he say give it? Because he's flustered, he's being hung. That was the original halakha. Guy's going out to be hung and he says, write a get for my wife. You could assume write means write and give.
They went and they said even further.
Even a guy goes out on a trip. He's going out on the caravan, and all these to travel in the caravans. So he's also nervous. He's traveling, and he says, write again. He means write and give. Even
someone
on his deathbed, he's lying on his bed. He thinks he's going to die. So he tells the shaliah, write the get. So it means write the get and give the get. So Rabbi Shimon added, even Mesukan, he guy's sick. Correct?
So the Gemara says,
Could be a fat case of Rabbi Shimon Chizuri. And that's what Ula said. Halakha, like Rabbi Shimon Chizuri.
Iname,
or we have another option.
Aha.
Okay, let's discuss halakha outside so we understand this case. This is the last case we need to see today. You buy fruit from an Amaris. What's the law? Amaris is suspected that he might not take Maasir. So this fruit from the Amaris is called Demai. And if demai sefek, if we have to take ma'asir misafek, that's halacha. Another halacha. I bought fruit from Amaris. Okay, beautiful. Now it's Shabbat. I didn't take ma'asir. I cannot take ma'asir on Shabbat. And now I'm stuck. I can't eat my fruit on Shabbat. So the halacha says you can go to the Amaris on Shabbat and ask him. Listen, do me a favor. Did you take ma'asrot? If he says he took ma'asrot, you can believe him on Shabbat. Amar is not going to lie on Shabbat. You can believe him on Shabbat and if you can eat it. Hadush. Which is where we're lenient to believe Amar is on Shabbat if he says I handled it. But if you ask him during the week, don't believe him. Take the ma'asir. Rabbi Shimon ben Chizuri says there's one case we'll believe in Amar is even during the week. What happened? You bought the fruit from Amar is. Okay, beautiful. You took ma'asir. You took all the tithes, whatever. Now what happened? The ma'asir that you took got mixed back up into the pile. Now ma'asir is Kodesh. Once it gets mixed up back into the pile, you need 100 against it to mevatel it. If you don't have 100 against it, now a regular Yisrael cannot eat it. Because this belongs to the Levi, or this belongs to the Kohen. So therefore, in a normal situation, what would you do in that case? Regular, not Amar stuff. Regular case, guys, regular stuff. But died, there was no ma'asir taken. You took the ma'asir, and then you have to take another ma'asir to give it to the Kohen. All that stuff got back mixed up into the pile. We tell the guy, you don't have 100 against it? Sorry, you cannot eat it. However, Rabbi Shimon Chizuri said a chiddush. If that happens on Demai, because it's sefek, maybe he did take, maybe he didn't take. And what? You took the tithes, and it got mixed up back into the pile? Rabbi Shimon Chizuri says, you could ask the Amaris even during the week. And if he tells you, I handled it, you can believe him. Why? Because it's a big loss. Understand the halakha? Normally, we only trust the Amaris on Shabbat. But if Yishu wants to, I'll give you a case where we trust the Amaris even during the week. Where the Ma'asir got mixed up into the pile. So in that case over there, what are you going to do? Huh? Demai, not demai, it is demai. You took ma'asir from me because you have to take ma'asir, no? Now this ma'asir that you took got me back up into the pile again. Maser of the Demai got back mixed up into the Demai. Now could you eat from that? You cannot, because you have 100 against it. Let's say I didn't have 100 against it. Oh, now I got to throw in the garbage, now I have to give it to the Kohen. I can't eat it. It's big hefsed. So he lets you ask the Hamas even during the week. Hamas, please tell me, did you take Maser? I took already. Oh, you took? Good, so if it's not Maser, it's nothing, you can eat it. Now, it went back in the its place. To be Shimon Shurumir af behol shu'alo ve'ochlo apiv. Beautiful. You can ask him even during the week and eat it. Come on, if it's one of these two halachot, it can't be. Why? Va'et mar'ala marbi yuhal halachel bishon shizuri b'msukan u'betrumat ma'ashet shil demay. V'im ita'u namen lema. Oh, which means in those two halachot, we also have a statement. Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Chizuri by the case of the guy who's sick, that tells us what to give a get, and halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Chizuri by the case of the demai. If Ula was talking about one of those two cases, his statement should have been over there when they were codifying it. The fact that he didn't say it over there either must be that's not the case. So we're still looking for the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Chizuri. Where is the halacha like him? And Hashem, we'll see it on the next.